Springfield, Ohio, citizens celebrate Trump's Haitian policy, America is a nation of laws. By Neil Munro on June 29, 2026. Fairness and the law won once the federal government decided to end temporary protected status for 350,000 Haitian migrants, says the citizens group that led the opposition to the Haitian influx into Springfield, Ohio. The message was posted at the group's Facebook site, Stop the Influx into Springfield, Ohio, by one of the group's leaders, Tammy Poe. Nearly 5,000 members share one common belief. America is a nation of laws, and those laws matter. We welcome the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, decision to end temporary protected status because we believe it is a step toward restoring respect for our immigration laws after years of policies that many felt ignored or bypassed them. We expect our city, county, state, and federal agencies to fully cooperate with DHS as federal law is carried out, said the group, which held a rally after the Supreme Court did not find any legal grounds to stop President Donald Trump from ending the temporary protected status held by the city's Haitian population. Watch video, we were doing just fine before the Democrats tried to replace us. Amid the media-boosted charges of racism by pro-migration advocates, the group's message expressed sympathy for the imported Haitian migrants. We have genuine compassion for the families whose lives will be affected. Many came here believing promises made by politicians. But political promises have never been a substitute for the law. We take no joy in seeing anyone face uncertainty. But neither can we continue pretending that enforcing the law is somehow unjust. A nation without the rule of law is a nation without equal justice. So far, Citizens Group has been ignored by the nation's establishment media. Even as the media continues to post numerous articles attacking the pro-American policy that was promised and delivered by elected President Donald Trump. The establishment media's articles tout racism claims and showcase the priorities of pro-migration politicians, employers, and migrants, and ignore the priorities of ordinary American citizens. The headlines at the billionaire-owned Washington Post include, Fear grips Haitian communities after Supreme Court ruling unwinds protection from deportation. Nursing homes, factory owners and immigrants brace for fallout from Supreme Court ruling. And the Supreme Court lets the Trump administration end legal protections for Haitians and Syrians. In Massachusetts, a Boston Globe headline declared, more than 10,000 Haitian workers en masse will lose immigration protections, a move that could decimate industries. As it described one employer who has laid off 130 migrants. It's not like these folks were taking jobs that Americans would be doing, said Chris White, who has had to increase overtime pay and bring in temporary relief staff to keep from cutting services. The Washington Post uncritically published the suggestion that grandmothers would be left on the sidewalk. I'm telling you it's going to cripple our healthcare system, New York Governor Kathy Hochul told reporters. Who's going to show up tomorrow to take care of grandma? Who's doing that? Who's stepping up? In reality, citizens already fill roughly 70% of elder care jobs, despite intense wage pressure from the government-delivered, federal-aided migrants. The elder care industry prefers the legally subordinate migrant, largely because they have lower expectations and weaker workplace rights, and they generate greater profits and are cheaper than technological supplements. The migrants' eventual departure will raise the wages of American caregivers, say the operators of elder care homes. The departure will also lower housing costs for Americans, including those in Springfield, where low-wage migrants were paying $500 per room each month. With fewer foreign migrants in staffing agencies, employers will also be forced to treat Americans as permanent employees, including the Americans who will migrate in from other states and cities. But the migrants' departure will be a disaster for local landlords, including Springfield Mayor Rob Rue, as well as retailers and city officials who will lose shares of the federal aid money that flows through the migrants into the city. The exit will also reshape status politics in the city, in part, because it will encourage local liberals to help poor Americans instead of glamorous migrants. The labor marketplace will take time to reset, partly because many of the Haitians' employers will transfer the Haitians' hiring contracts to fly-by-night staffing companies. Those staffing companies will act as a legal shield for the major employers if the Department of Homeland Security does not enforce the nation's laws. Moreover, most Democrats, and some GOP legislators, want Congress to approve new work permits for the 350,000 Haitians. Despite the resulting damage to ordinary Americans in Ohio, Massachusetts, Florida, and many other states. In generous contrast, the Springfield Citizens Group offered sympathy to the migrants who were used by elite-backed advocacy groups to cut the citizens' wages, jack up their rents, and sideline their views in their home city. We also encourage clergy, advocacy groups, and well-meaning supporters to understand the legal consequences of harboring individuals who are unlawfully present in the United States. The greatest act of compassion now is to help those affected comply with the law, depart peacefully if required, and, where eligible, pursue legal avenues to return in the future. In the end, the real prize isn't that one side won and another lost. The real prize is restoring respect for the rule of law. Compassion and the rule of law are not enemies, they belong together. When laws are applied equally, everyone knows where they stand. That's how trust is rebuilt, communities heal, and America remains a nation governed by laws instead of politics. That's the victory we're celebrating, the group said. Hopefully, the Haitians can go home and work to make Haiti a great place to live and thrive, said one of the group's members, Terry Adkins. He told Breitbart News. Our roads and schools will be safer for our families and our children. We feel our health care system can get back to some form of normalcy. Housing rental rates should drop to an affordable rate. Businesses will need to get to paying a living wage to heritage citizens. The economic and civic damage to Springfield's voting citizens has been chronicled in a new book by Joshua Lizik, titled Haitians of Springfield. The book includes a poll, he told Breitbart News, which shows local leaders, community, business, political, and otherwise, their pitch has always been, we love our Haitian neighbors. They're a net benefit far above net cost, and anyone else who disagrees is just a negative, bigoted, racist supporter. The poll shows that is obviously not the case. The only demographic groups that report majority positive experiences are registered Democrat voters and African Americans. Local business owners and civic leaders have muffled the voices of ordinary Springfielders, Lizik told Breitbart News. So many people I spoke with, city employees, law enforcement responders, professionals, even business owners, say, they'll dump hundreds of one-star reviews on our profile. I'll lose business if it comes out that this came from me. I'll lose my job, or I won't be able to get hired again. As a nurse, or as a police officer, or what have you. There's real fear, so now the people are bullied into submission, and they're simply afraid of telling the truth. Since 2021, hundreds of thousands of Haitians have been extracted by the U.S. government's economic policy from Haiti. That extraction policy destabilized Haiti by pulling out many cops, teachers, doctors, college graduates, and politicians while boosting low-wage employers throughout the United States amid progressive cheerleading. Under Trump, world policy toward Haiti seems to be shifting away from President Joe Biden's extraction policy. The alternative options were outlined in an August 2022 report by the United Nations. The international community, international financial institutions, the multilateral system, and the international financial community of donor countries must make a decision whether they want to industrialize Haiti sufficiently to ensure work for 9 million Haitians, or whether it is economically more profitable to continue absorbing Haitian migrants, emphasis added, and let host countries accommodate them as and how they can and in such economic conditions as they can. I think it's time to talk about investments in Haiti, Ellen Ruse, the European Union's ambassador to Haiti, told the Miami Herald on June 26. The newspaper noted, Europe has allocated €340 million to Haiti to implement development projects before 2028 and another €25 million to €40 million a year in humanitarian assistance. European member states have also pledged €64 million to the United Nations Trust Fund for the new gang suppression force to help the security forces take back territory from armed groups. Meanwhile, €10 million also go to fund the Haiti National Police. We want to make a shift, she said, adding that Europe believes that with Haiti's human capital and improved governance, the country can move forward. That is our interest, to have a strong, stable Haiti. There is a momentum, she added.